Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarane Trinadapi Suniche Natarari Vasahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Narendra Bhai, do you have a particular question you would like to ask?
What should be the New Year's resolution people should
do? I like that topic. Very good. And Manohar, do you have same thing? All right. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Sarvasya chaham hridi sanivishta matak smriti jnanam apohanancha. These two lines are one of my favorite throughout the 700 verses. Because it's one of several verses where Krishna is reminding us that I am your dearmost friend. I am closer to you than anyone else can be. Why? Because I am situated right there next to you in the heart. Nobody can be closer to you. Not only that, we also learn from Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, Sukhridang Sarva Bhutanam, that he is everyone's dearmost friend. And these two lines gives us an idea of how that's so. It's not just an empty statement. We all have experience. We've been through it and we see it so much. When a tragedy comes, everybody says, oh, I'm there if you need me. But what actually can they do? That little something. But actually, we are all suffering individually and there's not much anybody can do. But Krishna here is saying, it's not an empty statement. And these two lines, how is it that he is the dearmost friend of everyone? Because he just said, from me comes your knowledge, remembrance, and forgetfulness also. And I personally get to test and experience this every time I sit down to give a talk. Because if Krishna doesn't help me, nothing is going to come out. And if I wanted to be good, I definitely need Krishna's assistance. So, in terms of the new year, so Krishna gives knowledge. He gives understanding. He helps us to know. So the first thing, we should be praying to Krishna. Please, Krishna, help me. In the Chatushloki of Bhagavad Gita, the final verse of that Chatushloki, Krishna says, I, dwelling in the devotees' hearts, destroy with the shining lamp of knowledge the darkness born of ignorance. So the first New Year's resolution could be, my dear Lord, please destroy the ignorance that is within my heart. That ignorance stems from the identification with the body, the very first instruction of Bhagavad Gita. The very first thing Krishna told Arjuna, he had to break that bodily identification and attachment. Because without that, you cannot proceed. That identification with the body and attachment with the body is the root cause of every problem in this material world. That's it. You solve that problem, practically speaking, all your problems are solved. Now, if we want Krishna to destroy the darkness of ignorance, then we also have to be a willing cooperator or partner. It's not that I just say, okay, Krishna, destroy ignorance, come on, come on. No. I got to do something as well. And therefore, the New Year's resolution should be that every day I will read the words of Krishna. Every day I will read Bhagavad Gita. And if you read every day, like me, you will go through the whole Bhagavad Gita within the year, easy. But the trick is, every day, to read the words of Krishna. Krishna says at the end in chapter 18, that one who studies this Bhagavad Gita, that is worship of Krishna by means of intelligence. Bhagavad Gita is dealing with intelligence. There is the term buddhi yoga, linking with God by means of intelligence. So I want Krishna to remove the darkness of ignorance. Krishna has left this Bhagavad Gita for us. Therefore, let me study it every day, very carefully, very nicely, and little by little, implement the Bhagavad Gita. And we also learn from what Krishna says, Nehabi krama nashosti, Pratyavayo navidyate, even a little bit of implementation can save you. Even a little bit. You don't have to worry. Just read one little thing of Bhagavad Gita and implement it in your life. Just do one little simple thing. All right, Krishna gives knowledge. He gives remembrance. This is a very interesting thing that the foolish person, we learn this from Bhagavad Gita, the foolish person takes credit for everything. I did this, I did this, I did this. And the foolish person then, when he or she cannot complete the tasks, blames others. It was their fault. Takes credit for the victory, but blames the defeat on others. So Krishna says, your ability to remember, that's my option, not yours. From me, he says it very clearly, from me comes remembrance. So, what do I want to remember? I should want to, so New Year's resolution, I should want to remember good things, pious things, spiritual, holy things. That should be my remembrance. There are two kinds of reminiscences, pure and impure. So I want to pray to Krishna, please help me to remember your good instructions, the good things I learned from my teacher, from my parents, or those of you who have a spiritual master. Please, Krishna, help me to remember all those good things that I previously learned. And then, what was the third thing? Krishna says, from me comes knowledge, remembrance, and forgetfulness. So yes, my New Year's resolution should be, dear Krishna, help me to forget all the bad desires, all the impure reminiscences. Please help me to forget any and all sinful activities or desires. And very clearly in the Bhagavad Gita, we learn from Krishna that what is the all-devouring sinful enemy of this world? Lust, kama. The desire to identify with the body and the desire to fulfill its illicit demands. Because the body doesn't know. The body does not know what is right and wrong. That's the faculty of the intelligence. Even the mind doesn't know what is right or wrong. Ravana thought he was doing everything right. His intelligence was misguided. For the past few months since July, I have been reading the Mahabharata. Every step of the way, Duryodhana was thinking, I'm doing the right thing. Yes, you want to?
That's what we all think. We all justify all our actions.
Only you can say, I don't know.
I know we all
justify
all our actions.
Yes, that is the great folly. It's a good point that you brought up. That is the folly of the human species. That the human being can convince itself, even when they're wrong, that they're right. It's called self-deception. To me, Duryodhana is the classic archetype. All throughout, every step of the way, he thought that he was doing the right thing. But his elders, did they agree? No. Time and I just read, because now I'm reading the part, the battle. Bhishma tells them, you're not going to defeat the Pandavas. I read that just a couple of weeks ago. Bhishma is telling Duryodhana, you're not going to defeat the Pandavas. But Duryodhana thinks, no, I am right. And Bhishma, all we need you to do is fight harder. So, New Year's resolution, Krishna, help me to forget any and all bad, sinful desires. The Bhagavad Gita is very nice. The all-devouring sinful enemy, lust. And then that section of the third chapter where Krishna says, and yes, where do you find lust? Where is it hiding? The mind, intelligence, the senses, we all know that. And he says the problem with lust is that it is never satisfied. We just had Christmas. I know not for you, but in America, the scene has happened so many times. They give the child so many toys. After 2 days, they're unhappy. They want more. They're not satisfied. In America here, Christmas Day, Thanksgiving Day, they eat voraciously. And at the end, they're dissatisfied. They drink and drink and drink. They fight, dissatisfied. That's the problem with lust. The maya is that you think, oh, let me indulge this desire. But the desire comes again, more, again, more. There's no end to it. There's no stop. There's like, you know better than me. Here in America, also in India, there are billionaires. You would think, like, I don't think anybody here is a billionaire. Do we have any billionaires here? So you think, right? If I had a billion, you'd be happy, right? Not necessarily. But you would think, right? Maybe there's a couple of millionaires here. But the problem is, once I'm a billionaire, oh, I want to be a billionaire 2 times. 3, 4, 5, there's no end. Yes, you correct. There's no end. So I want to pray to Krishna, please help me to forget all these bad, material, sinful desires. And they crop up. All of a sudden, you're driving along. They bubble up. That's because of past lives. People sometimes want some proof of reincarnation. Here's one way to show. All of a sudden, you get a desire. That desire never came before. That means that in a past life, you wanted to do something. Now, Super Soul Krishna is saying, okay, remember a couple of lifetimes ago, you wanted to do something? Now you have your car, you have your house. Now you can do that thing that you wanted to do previously. It had no, like they say, it comes out of the blue, the expression. Comes out of the blue. Do you want more New Year's resolutions? Should I continue on this? Huh? You want more? Okay. We learn from the Bhagavad Gita in the 18th chapter, Krishna points out, acts of charity, sacrifice, and penance are not to be given up, for they purify even the great souls. What to speak of us ordinary human beings? Acts of sacrifice, charity, and penance. So, a few months ago, I was reading about Ekadashi, and it reminded me and reinforced me that it's one of the topmost austerities to follow Ekadashi. And several quotes are there that there is no better austerity or penance than following Ekadashi. And you can wipe out lifetimes of sinful reactions by following nice Ekadashi. So if someone has not been following or has not been following strictly, that would be a good New Year's resolution. That I will try to follow Ekadashi strictly. And my spiritual master points out, here is the secret of success. You have to become determined. That on this day, okay, today I'm doing it. That's it. That takes care of the nasty mind. You just decide, okay, today, actually you have to decide the night before. You can't wait till the morning. No, the night before, like in my house, we have like a plastic card. So the night before, either myself or my wife, that card comes out on the counter, Ekadashi. So if you say you forgot, you go, oh, it's Ekadashi. Yes. So you have to make the plan ahead of time. That, oh, this Ekadashi is coming? Okay. In the same way, you all know, because you all, every year you go to India, yes? Don't you? Every year? Not every year? After 2 years? All right. So if you're going to go to India, right, you book your ticket, you make your plans. Then when the day comes, you make sure, right, and the night before they do the check-in, right, on the computer you check-in. In other words, you're really organized. And then depending on the time of the flight, the alarm clock is set. You don't want to miss the flight so much. And definitely, I don't know about you, you don't pack your bags that morning. You pack your bags, especially if you're going to India. Your bags, you're not going to wait till that morning. Right? You made a constructive plan. And then you execute, you follow. So that's how to observe this Ekadashi. That, yes, it's coming, it's what, 1, 2 days, okay. We're going to follow, like it was yesterday. So, like that. Acts of sacrifice, charity. Charity, according to Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, charity should be given, because you can do charity, and you can do penance, and you can do sacrifice in the mode of ignorance. In the mode of passion and the mode of goodness. These things we learn by studying Bhagavad Gita. And the more you study it, then it becomes like second nature. You know, and you guide your life accordingly. So charity in the mode of goodness is given at the proper time, proper place, and proper person. It's given to saintly persons, because they will use that for the benefit of everyone. And then there's sacrifice. So this yajna, sacrifice, basically means to satisfy God. We learn this from the Bhagavad Gita in chapter 3. Krishna points out that if you work and act and do things, but it's not for the satisfaction of God, then whatever you're doing, You're getting entangled. Getting entangled. Your young children, when they first started to put on their shoes, a lot of times you had to help them because they were, because nowadays, but when I was going to school, we had laces. So if you didn't do it right, it became all entangled. When something is entangling, you're not happy, you're not free. So Krishna points out in chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita that your activities, your work, should be done for the satisfaction of God, Vishnu, or Krishna. Otherwise, whatever I'm doing is entangling. Now we learn from Srila Prabhupada, from the revealed scriptures, that the recommended, authorized practice of sacrifice is this chanting of the holy name of God. That's not just ISKCON's thing. Some people think, oh, that's ISKCON. No, it's not ISKCON. That's the law. That is the actual law. Hare Nama Eva Kevalam. This is the age of Kali. And the recommended authorized process of sacrifice is the congregational chanting of the holy name of God. It was given to us, or you could say it was promoted. It's like on the TV, right? There are so many commercials. So the commercials means they're trying to sell something. So this recommended process of self-realization was advertised and promoted by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally. In all of these commercials, right? A lot of times they get a celebrity. Because the common person thinks, oh, such and such uses this product, oh, I'm going to use it too. Whatever it may be. So God himself personally taught and promoted this Sankirtan. Sankirtan, complete. It's complete. Everything is there in this chanting of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Here in this temple, we are very fortunate. We're fortunate that we even have a temple. There's an expression, you don't know what you have until you lose it. My wife likes to watch these shows. There's one channel, the Weather Channel, and they have these shows of what happens when Mother Nature goes haywire. And it's not a joke. The water comes, everything gone. The earth shakes, everything crumbles. And a lot of times it happens within a second. Boom. Everything is nice, everything's great, and then within a matter of seconds, everything, nothing. All you have are the clothes you're wearing. Everything you worked for and saved for, gone in an instant. Just like that. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare. Another, for those of you who have arrived recently, Manohar and Narendra have asked me to talk about New Year's resolutions. So I'm depending on Krishna to see what comes out. So the next thing that Krishna is reminding me is that we have an expression here, we're not getting any younger. So a good New Year's resolution would be, it's time for some serious planning. You have all done that with your finances, right? You have your 401ks, your investments, right? You don't wait to your 60 to think about retirement, do you? No. Everybody knows you start when you're young. Because if you're planning on retiring and you're going to start thinking about it when you're 60, you're not going to have anything. So you make a definite plan for retirement. Now, me, I can't retire and I don't want to retire. I'm happy doing what I do. So there's no retirement for me. The only way I will stop doing what I'm doing is when Krishna pulls the plug. When Krishna says, you've had enough. But those of you who are working in the real world, right? You have made a plan that you're going to retire and you have this all set up. So there should be a spiritual plan, a serious plan of how I'm going to improve my spiritual life in 2014. My favorite story, I'll tell it forever. I was in Panama and I was going to different shops owned by Sindhi people. They owned these shops. So I went to this one shop and it was a young lady, and then all of a sudden this old man walked in. He was in his 70s. And so my friend said, oh, this man, he is very, very wealthy. So he had come to the shop and he said hello to me. We started the conversation. And then he said, I didn't bring it. He said it. He said, Swamiji, I am very bad. He said, my wife left me 20 years ago. And he said, now I'm in my 70s. All I want to do is go to the club, drink liquor, and watch naked dancing girls. He said, I love it. So I said to him, my dear sir, aren't you afraid of the time of death? Shouldn't you be thinking of... He said, ah, spiritual life when I get old. So, 2014, Shri Shri Radha Raman Bhagavan Ki. 2014 should be the year that I have a serious spiritual agenda and put it into practice. In fact, Prahlad Maharaj, he told all of his classmates, when Prahlad was in the school, during the lunchtime, Prahlad would gather his friends and he would preach to them. And he told them, this Krishna consciousness which I am instructing you, when should it begin? Kaumara. Not 50. Five. Panch, right? You say panch? From the age of five. So if you are 50 and you haven't started, start now. That is your Kumar, yes. So that would be a very good New Year's resolution. That let me have a serious program for spiritual improvement. And now I just got a text message from Krishna. The next one is that whatever New Year's resolutions you make, do them. Thank you, Krishna. Yes. Here's another one. Here's another good New Year's resolution. I've given this example so many times. In India, I've seen it, you have seen it. They have the scale, right? You put thing, one thing goes down, the other goes up, right? You know what I'm talking about. Balance, scale. So the idea is both can't go up. One goes down, the other goes up, right? Or our children at the park, that seesaw. That seesaw I used to play when I was a child. One goes down, the other one has to go up. So in the same way, I cannot expect my spiritual life to improve and at the same time I'm harboring more and more material desires. No. One has to be put down, then the other will go up. So it's not that I'm going to have all these plans for material improvement and automatically also I'll have all the... No. It's either one or the other. Either you're going to make a plan to improve your material happiness, or you're going to make a plan to improve your spiritual happiness. Now here, something that Srila Prabhupada mentions in the first canto of his Srimad Bhagavatam. And I have personal experience of it. Prabhupada writes, material well-being automatically follows spiritual well-being, but not necessarily vice versa. Why would it? Because that part I added. Prabhupada just wrote, material well-being automatically follows spiritual well-being. I added the other part. Here's why I say. If it was true, axiomatically, that if you improve materially, you improve spiritually, then Ravana would be a great acharya. But was he? No. No. So, in a second. So when Prabhupada writes, material well-being automatically follows spiritual well-being, it means, and I have so much experience of this, especially since 2007, Krishna will give you what you need, not necessarily what you want. Was that what you were getting at? Oh, so I read your mind. See how great Krishna is? I was saying this the other, I think it was last week or recently. I was speaking somewhere and I told the audience, it's so great. The Krishna in your heart is the same Krishna in my heart. It's not that it's a different Krishna competing. No, it's the same exact Krishna. Yes. Hare Krishna. More New Year's resolutions. So, my personal number one all-time New Year's resolution that I would recommend to anyone, anytime, any place. It goes back to what I said earlier, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam, that whatever you want to do to improve, it all comes from chanting. It all comes from here. All the strength, the blessings, everything comes from nicely chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Another, okay, four. Okay, I don't think there's any brahmacharis, so we're all grihasthas here. So, another good New Year's resolution. Husbands, take care of your wives. Listen to their advice. They have your best interest. Am I right, ladies? When you tell your husband something, is it not for his own good? Am I right, ladies? Yes. So men, now, why would I say this? Because in the Srimad Bhagavatam, one statement is, Lord Brahma created woman from the better half. And there's another statement, and it's in the 10th canto, in describing Yashoda at the end of the Damodar Leela. There is a statement by Shukadev. He says that Yashoda is more exalted than Lakshmi, more exalted than Lord Jiva. When he said about Lakshmi, the next phrase was, who is always the better half of Narayan. Yes. So, your wives represent your better half. So, a good New Year's resolution would be that you are going, one of my favorite jokes, it always is successful. The young couple, they get married. The wife is thinking, oh, he's just like Kardama Muni. Right? And the husband is thinking, oh, my wife is just like Devahuti. But what happens sometimes? Kardama turns into Kamsa and Devahuti turns into Putana. So, don't be like that. In other words, become the ideal father. Become the ideal husband. Be that person. And, right, what's good for the men, ladies? Be the ideal. And one thing I can say, don't shoot. Now, ladies, I know it's hard because you have to tell us men 100 times, right? If you want, at least, right? But whatever you do, there is a word in English, don't nag. Do you know what the word nag means? Should I give a demonstration? Am I right, men? Because nagging just means we change the channel. We tune it out. Yes, Rambai? Yes. Yeah, very good. Yes.
They have to become half.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. All right, now, is the plan still there to have the new temple? Is that still? So why don't we make a resolution that this is the year we do it? What do you think? You like that one?
We need that and your blessings too along with that to make it happen.
All right. Here are my blessings. And you know, anybody who knows me, how easy is it to get my blessings?
Very easy.
Yes. There ain't nobody easier. You're not going to find a better deal in the three worlds. Now, what my blessings are worth, that's another topic. But the idea is you can always get them. So, yes, I will always be there. And, as I've said 100,000 times, you can get, and I already said it, but just to impress upon you, everything comes from nicely hearing and chanting. It all comes from that. So let's do that. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. I have had a great, great year coming here every month preaching. And I hope that Krishna and you allow me to come in 2014. I want to come every month and hear and talk and describe Krishna. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.